the Sixers game was not worth my time from 1 o'clock, but I've spent in my chair sitting there watching the TV from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the Sixers game was one of the worst 3 hours I spent sitting in front of my TV. And then the next 3 to 4 hours were the best 3 to 4. Well, not really the best. The Phillies are winning games, and I did not miss Taiwan Walker. We brought Day Game Cleveland onto this podcast. It's still technically the day. The sun's technically still out, right?
Yeah, technically still out, and the game was early enough that I could watch. Let's go.
Still wasn't a fun one to watch.
Very true. Taiwan Walker still is very good. The only thing that we get consistently from him is him going deep into games.
Maybe too deep. Maybe a little bit too deep.
There's an argument there.
I do understand. Before you get to this, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I do understand that his pitch count was low, and I know that they just kind of, you know, that's probably why they left him in. But he also hasn't pitched in a big league game in almost 6 months, 7 months, whenever the regular season was over last year. He didn't really pitch in a big league game, so I don't know why we're trying to stretch him into that long innings when you haven't used your bullpen at all.
Yeah, I don't know. The bullpen could have used some reps, but we end up with Taiwan Walker 1-0 with an 8.53 ERA.
We're not going to – that's just like – it's so Taiwan Walker-like. And the problem is I did not miss this from last season. The Taiwan Walker, didn't he end up with 50 – wasn't he like 15-6 or something?
It was something like that.
And the whole thing with Walker was, okay, he's going to allow like 4 runs in the first inning or something like that. And the Phillies are going to score 6 runs and they're going to win the game. And I did not miss having to watch Taiwan Walker give up runs and the Phillies score 6 runs to win the game. At least like...
He was 15-6. You got that right.
I had a feeling. I just knew that number in the back of my head.
Yeah.
But... So with Taiwan Walker still being extremely aggravating to watch, he was fine. It was I still would have rather saw Turnbull because just how good Turnbull's been pitching.
I would argue Taiwan Walker was not fine, but digress from the point because Bryson Stott did amazing.
Bryson Stott started to hit the ball. If Stott kept struggling, I was going to start to bring this up as a big issue. But then he hit 2 home runs, and now it's not as big of an issue. So maybe this will start a hot streak. But yes, Stott has struggled lately, and this game was a good way to put him on the right track.
Yeah, 2 for 3, and he also had, a hit-by-pitch and get on an error,
yeah.
Was it?
It was today was like the definition of if you want high-scoring offensive back-and-forth game, you put Taiwan Walker on the mound because that's what you're going to get. And you could just make sure that you have the best hitter in all of baseball or one of the best hitters just because the Dodgers are so stacked. They have to have two of the best ones in front of Alec Boehm, but I would argue Boehm's one of the hottest hitters right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, he's like double. That fence in San Diego is so short, like so low to the ground. Like Brandon Marsh had the robbed home run yesterday. Rojas had a couple good plays today, and then the balls are just bouncing over the wall. It's a very Rob home run type of wall, but it's also a really prone to ground rule doubles, which Alec Boehm took advantage of that. So, yeah it's. It's fun. It's fun watching a team that now, but they have 19 wins. Who are the other teams with 19 wins, did you say?
19 wins. I'll go back to that in a moment. But first, because I have this up, Boehm is third in OPS. So pretty much third best hitter in all of baseball so far in the season.
And it's Betts and Smith.
In front of him.
It's Betts and Smith, right?
No, it's not Smith.
That's Ohtani?
It's a Brave.
It's a Brave. Of course it's a Brave. Oh, the Braves are extreme. Okay, I was not going to get to that probably on this podcast, but I'll get to it now. The Braves are annoying. Like, you're playing Cleveland. Could you lose one time? And yes, they did lose last night, but every game's an extra innings, and they're still winning.
Uh-huh.
Don't like the Braves. It's Ozuna, isn't it?
Yeah, Ozuna.
It's Ozuna. You better study up on those stats for your stat quizzes we do. So.
Yeah, so let's see. Okay. The other teams with 19 wins, the Braves.
The Yankees, right?
the Yankees and the Guardians.
I hate the Braves.
Oh boy, the AL West is in big trouble. They aren't looking good.
Did you see what happened in the West today? Or with the A's?
What?
Did you see what happened with the A's?
No, I did not. What happened?
So they're down by a run in the top of the ninth. They get a 2-run home run in the top of the ninth, led up by our good friend Craig Kimbrell. It was to take the lead, and then the good closer dude came into the game and wiped it up. And the A's took 2 of 3 in that series. So
yeah, let's just all take a moment and laugh at Craig Kimbrell and, like, thank you, you're gone, goodbye.
Oh, that's the first one I think he's allowed all year that's been, like, a bad one. Because I don't think Baltimore's had to use him in very many games because they've blowing out teams. And just a really crazy thing. As this is one more quick thing before we get out of here, I want to mention this. Now we're a month into the season. We're about a month in. It's April 28th. Yeah, actually, we're exactly a month in. It started on March 28th. So we're a month into the season. Is this like how the baseball season, you can kind of see where teams are good. Are there any teams that really surprised you that are really good?
Surprised me? Let's see. As far as surprising me, Pirates have fallen back where they're supposed to be. Brewers, I did not expect to be quite this good. Yankees, I did not expect to be this good.
I did. I had a feeling
the Yankees were good. Going beyond that, the AL Central is really the big surprise to me. I did not expect the Guardians or Royals to be playing this well.
So there's a lot of stuff. We'll talk about that on a future episode. Oakland also is pretty entertaining.
Oh, the other one that's surprisingly bad is the Astros.
I was just about to say that, except they're raking out there in Mexico against the Rockies.
Yeah, we should go over that in another podcast. That would be a good idea.
We have to talk over these things. Maybe on an off day podcast, I do a special edition or something. Well, any last final thoughts on the Phillies game?
Well, Blue Tywin Walker, let's go, Scott.
Stop. Yeah, sure. That's what we'll do. Phillies will play tomorrow night at 9:38 p.m. out in Los Angeles against the Angels. The Phillies are now 19-10. The Angels are 10-17. Did they lose yet? Did the Twins win yet?
Let's see.
They lost. So I don't know if that updated. So they might be.
It's currently in the bottom of the ninth, but the Twins have a 6-run lead.
So it hasn't updated yet. So most likely the Angels are going to be 10-18, and the Phillies are 19-10. Christopher Sanchez will be going for the Phillies tomorrow. He's 1-3 with a 2.96 ERA. And Griffin Canning will go for the Angels. He's 1-3 with a 7.50 ERA. What?
We pitched Walker in front of Sanchez?
Yes, because they wanted to split up the lefties. I'm trying to do my exit thing here, and you're cutting me off.
Sorry, I missed that. That is, for goodness sake.
Well, Sanchez and Griffin Canning, I will see you tomorrow night. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off, along with Cy Diggin Cleveland.